Out and about in Western agriculture, trees are seeing the effects of insufficient chilling hours over the last 2 years, and a wet winter could help that problem. California crops that rely on chilling hours during winter months saw an unusual occurrence of back-to-back low chill winters. Cooperative Extension tree crop advisor Catherine Pope says it's highly unlikely to see that extend to three consecutive winters of low chill. Many are speculating what El Niño weather could bring in the next several months. Pope says of course they can't predict the temperatures this winter, but an increase in moisture could raise the frequency of fog, an integral part of trees meeting winter chill requirements.
No one really has a crystal ball in terms of what this winter will hold for chill. It would be very unusual to get three very low chill winters in a row. But additionally, we know that fog can sort of in some ways contribute to chill accumulation for these tree crops, because when you have fog, you know, the buds aren't sitting out there cooking in the sun on a mild January day or a December day. They're sort of shrouded and covered up, so they don't feel the heat as much. So even if we have a mild winter, it may help to have what is predicted to be a wetter winter than we've had in the last few years, because that helps increase the fog, and that can help increase the chill that the trees feel.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.